You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Who let the dogs out?
Alan Cable, hi.
After a minute, we'll take his cone off.
I don't know. I might start biting my tail. Here comes your dog watch. They've got all kinds of dogs down there at the shelter.
Fixed, hips removed.
But then it happened. Something Barbara'd never seen before.
Saw his picture. So I said, sure, we'll take him. Adam!
Adam the dog has got a strange problem.
Took him in for blood test.
Guess what? Adam the dog has allergies. But guess what he's allergic to?
Humans.
Now there's a new one. A dog that's allergic to people.
Seriously?
I know, Barbara was speechless too.
I didn't believe her at first. I thought she was kidding. She said, no, just like we can be allergic to dogs, he is allergic to human dander.
Guess what? Adam's going to get allergy shots just like people do.
The vet seems to think we can fix him, and he starts on allergy shots this week.
This is Animal Radio.
Hi, this is Paul Reiser, and you're listening to Animal Radio. Every minute you're here, you're not harming someone else. I don't know what that means. If it's usable, use it. Otherwise, cut it and get out.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Here is our toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405. I see Ladybug also answering the phone, as she does every week. So if your dogs want to call, you know, they... I'm just saying.
I want you to give my dogs a job like Ladybug does, because then they would be quieter.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Next week, they can answer the phones.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, wait a minute. I think you should check with Ladybug first.
Well, you need to give Ladybug a week off.
Okay,
she's
fine.
Been heavy on the phones for the last couple, hogging them. So if the phone's busy, it's probably Ladybug just shooting the poop on the phones.
She is a talker.
1-866-405-8405. We have Christine, I believe, is on this line here. Hi, Christine. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. And you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm over in Missouri right now, Rolla, Missouri.
Are you a driver?
Yes, I'm a truck driver.
How are your pets today? You know, I have Dr. Debbie on the line with me.
He's doing fine. I was just wondering, you know, like the pad on their toes? He got it caught. It's probably been about 9 days now.
Okay.
And he got it caught in the door when we were closing the door.
Ouch.
That pad came off. I mean, it was just hanging. So what we did is we just put Neosporin on it and wrapped it up. And had it wrapped up. Now, we just unwrapped it like 2 days ago. And half of it looks like it's connecting. Do you know if the other half will connect, or will it just fall off, or should I take him to the vet?
Okay. I'm trying to imagine now. Is this the front paw or the back paw?
It's his front paw.
Okay. And they have, like, the toe pads, and then there's a bigger pad.
Right.
And then there's even a small little, what we call an accessory pad, kind of up the ankle. Which area are we talking about?
It's his toe pad. It's not the big one in the middle. It's like, okay. You know, like our thumb, it would be the one right next to it.
Okay. Yeah, and fortunately, dogs have an amazing ability to heal on the foot area. Unfortunately, they frequently damage and injure those areas. And my own dogs have done this running out on rocks where they kind of slough and tear off parts of their foot pad. So I think, yes, your dog's pad will heal up. Now, it's already been quite a ways. If it's been that long now, it might be worthwhile getting that checked out with a veterinarian. But typically, even if good parts of that toe pad are cut off, it will regenerate and it does grow back. The hard thing is to make sure we keep them off that foot. We make them as comfortable as possible and we guard against infection. So hard to say with your situation. If you've been doing some of that home care, we might be okay. But I think It's always good to get a professional to look at that and see if it's something that might need a stitch. Because in some cases, when these toe pads kind of get sliced, we do need to get some stitches to kind of help the area heal. And do you normally have your pet out running around a lot, or was this just a freak accident that kind of happened?
No, it was just a freak accident. It was in the truck. We're truck drivers, and accidentally closed the door because he's getting old. He used to jump up on the seat, so he never had that problem. And that day, he just happened to... He doesn't hear real well like he used to, and I guess he didn't know, realized the door was closing and his foot was right there, and it just kind of peeled it all the way back. It was hanging, and like I said, we had put the Neosporin, and we kept it wrapped up, and it's doing really good. Now, underneath, it's starting to, you know, like it's getting real, like, smooth. It's healing, but like I said, just half of it has connected. The other half is kind of still hanging, and I didn't know, you know, what was going to happen, if it would fall off or if I should just take them to the vet, if they take it off or what.
Yeah, I definitely think it. Yeah, I think at this point it would be worthwhile to have that looked at, because at 10 days down the road, you shouldn't have anything dangling still. So that's where you might need to get something, you know, maybe a quick stitch or two to go in there. And sometimes there, when there is a tear like that, some of that tissue can't always be saved. So we want to make sure we do the best thing for him, preserve his comfort. And that's certainly the foremost, because, you know, they're walking on their toes all day long. We got to make sure that, you know, we keep that in the best healing ability there. So give that a try. I hope we get your boy walking good there soon.
Well, there you go. Another jam-packed show. I want to thank Dr. Nicholas Dobman and Christine O'Leary. Very funny gal she is. I want to take some of her classes and see if I can become funny.
Hal.
Don't forget to check out the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now before you forget. And, of course, you can visit us and get your fix all week long at animalradio.pet. I love it.
That says it all.
That says it all. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.